in this bulletin, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg to hear if he's contracted the coronavirus. The Chinese city of Wuhan will test its entire population of 11 million people for COVID-19. And in sport, all listed AFL players will be required to be tested for the virus by the end of the week. With the latest in SBS News, I'm Gareth Borum. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's coronavirus test results will be released today after he spent the night self-isolating. Mr. Frydenberg says the Deputy Chief Medical Officer advised him to get tested for COVID-19 after suffering from a coughing fit while delivering his economic statement to Parliament. Assistant Treasurer Michael Suka has told Sky News he thinks Mr. Frydenberg is just run down.
I've been working pretty closely with Josh over the last couple of months, and there's no one that's worked harder to try and steward this economy through this extraordinarily difficult time. I've seen up close just the sort of days that Josh has been putting in, the commitment, the dedication, physical and mental, that he's been putting into the job in very, very long days.
Labor is pressing for an extension of the government's wage subsidy scheme. The JobSeeker and JobKeeper programs aim to support employees and businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. But opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the funds are being misdirected, with more than 1 million fewer workers signing up than expected.
This is not a saving to be celebrated. It is hundreds of thousands more breadwinners heading off to Centrelink instead. Too many Australians are left out and left behind. That this Treasurer and this government is fumbling the implementation of this crucial program.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has told SBS News the scheme isn't designed for the long haul.
The COVID-19 supplement is a temporary supplement which is in place for 6 months, and that is the way this has been arranged in order to ensure that we provide appropriate supports through this crisis.
Overseas now, and the Chinese city which became the epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak will test its entire population of 11 million for COVID-19. All districts in Wuhan are being asked to share advice on how testing can occur under a 10-day time frame. The plans come after Wuhan recorded 6 new cases of COVID-19, ending a 4-week run of no new cases. The outbreak has raised fresh concerns about a resurgence of the virus since the city reopened last month. Afghan's President Ashraf Ghani has ordered government security forces into offensive mode after a blast killed at least 16 people in the capital, Kabul. The death toll includes 2 newborn babies. A gunman disguised as police attacked a Kabul maternity ward. Mr. Ghani says the people need protection.
For defending the country, for the security and safety of the people and public places, and to prevent the threats of Taliban and other terrorist group attacks, I order all the Afghan security and defense forces to come out of defensive mode, back to offensive, and start their operations against the enemy.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, with the Taliban denying any involvement. The Indian Prime Minister has announced plans to spend more than $260 billion on a COVID-19 relief package. Narendra Modi says the strategy will help the country compete internationally, with details to be unveiled this week. India has entered its 6th week of a strict nationwide lockdown, which has pushed the country's struggling economy to the brink of collapse. Prime Minister Modi has also announced a new stage of restrictions, which will start on May the 18th.
We will wear masks, stay 18 square feet away from each other, but we will not let our goals get away from us. This is why the 4th leg of the lockdown, Lockdown 4, will be of a new kind and have new rules.
Some train services have resumed from New Delhi and Mumbai, helping labourers stranded by the lockdown to return to their homes in the countryside. Economists say unemployment has hit 24.7%, with the country recording 74,000 cases of COVID-19 and more than 2,400 deaths. To sport, and the AFL has ordered every listed player to be tested for COVID-19 by Friday, before clubs potentially return to full contact training with complete squads next week. The mandatory coronavirus tests are being completed as part of the league's return to play plan, which is still being finalised. Players have also been banned from featuring in their regular affiliated second-tier competitions, while clubs are being warned against further breaches of the league's training protocols after an incident with the Adelaide Crows last week. An official announcement on the season restart won't be made until at least today, as AFL officials continue negotiations over training protocols with state governments. And now a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 27. Adelaide partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne showers easing, 14. Shower or two clearing in Hobart, 12. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 15. Wollongong much the same, 20. Sydney also partly cloudy, 21. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 21 as well. Brisbane partly cloudy, 24. Cairns a shower or two, 28. Darwin sunny, 34. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.